Opening the mail, we found this from Jacqueline Steiner from Norwalk, Connecticut, commenting on the music we played following Tony Randolph's piece on Boston's T, their transportation system. Wrote Ms. Steiner, "I am the co-writer with Beth Lomax Hawes of MTA. I was delighted to hear it broadcast. The song was written many years ago for the mayoral campaign of a wonderful man named Walter A. O'Brien. The Kingston Trio changed the name to George O'Brien, who ran on a platform of rescinding the rise in fares on the MTA. We are still amazed that it became a folk standard and a song beloved by so many people in our country and abroad. Walter died a couple of years ago." Several listeners wrote to comment on Ali Furlow's piece on Harvard's search for a new president. Wrote Maria Scott of Randolph-Macon College in Ashland, Virginia, "As a higher education professional, I was seriously offended by Ali Furlow's condescending attitude towards today's Harvard-Radcliffe students who prioritize their work instead of regularly cutting class to eat donuts with some good-looking guy." That's a quote from the piece. "Ms. Furlow's vision of college as a place for a young person merely to enjoy what I've heard referred to as a place for an extended adolescence is responsible for the crisis in higher education today." Thomas E. Bride of Columbia, Missouri, was of another opinion, however. Mr. Bride says about Ali's story, "I found her comments about the thousands of accumulated echoes from generations of students' epiphanies, disappointments, joys, and spiritual compromises that characterized the collegiate experience of me and many others to be one of the most eloquent expressions of that terrible and wonderful long moment that a serious university education may ideally comprise." Whew, where did he go to school? You can share your epiphanies, disappointments, joys, and spiritual compromises with us by writing to Letters, Weekend Edition, Saturday, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001, or email us at wesat@npr.org, and please tell us where you're from and how to pronounce your name.